If you are looking for growth, if you are looking for transformation, if you are looking to step into your main character era, look no further than The Green Room. DM me on socials to find out all about my brand new community, available at just 99 cents a month for my first 100 subscribers.
Hello, gorgeous. Happy Wisdom Wednesday and welcome back to my platform. As always, I am super excited that you are here. In today's episode, I am sharing three easy ways that you can become the main character of your life starting right now. So grab a pen and tag a friend because I feel like this episode is going to be filled with loads of fun. So before we can dive into how to become the main character of your life, I feel like I should probably define what that means. When you are the main character of your life, you recognize that regardless of your circumstances, regardless of what's going on around you with a supporting cast, at the end of the day, everything comes back to you, your goals, your dreams, your desires, your feelings, and what you want out of life. Who wouldn't want that, right? When I think of people who channel main character energy, I think Beyonce, I think Taylor Swift, I think Halle Bailey, I think Diana Ross, right? And so if you want to start building that sort of energy in your own life, keep listening because we are about to dive in. First things first, we get to own who we are. Own who you are. I can only think of one thing that's more devastating than having no idea who you are, and that is being ashamed of who you are. Every single person, myself included, has a chapter that we don't want read out loud. So I do recognize, I'm very cognizant of the fact that many of us have made decisions, we've gone places, we've bent over backwards, we've done things that we are not proud of. You get to, in this moment, get a fresh start. One of my favorite quotes is, "We are products of our past, but we don't have to be prisoners of it." Your past is not indicative of your future. You get to decide. And so I'm giving you permission to let it go. When you get up from the seat, off the couch, out of your car, wherever you're listening to me, when you step foot on the ground again, you are a new person. Own it. Own it. Every situation that you have been through has shaped you and taught you and led you to where you are right now, and you can grow from it. We either rot or rise. I'm challenging you to rise. Number two, I want you to start romanticizing your life. Romanticize your life. Make it fun. Make it flirty. A couple of days ago, I posted that I wear one of my pairs of red bottoms whenever I feel like it. I don't need an occasion. I am the occasion. Stop waiting for time to get fancy. Stop waiting for all those things. I sip my water out of a wine glass. I drink my coffee off of fine china. I wear silk pajamas because I choose to, because I can be fancy. Romanticize your route to work. Take another route. Leave a little bit earlier. Make that fancy coffee at home. Save up the money and buy yourself an espresso machine so you can learn how to put all the pop and fizz and all the things in the coffee that you love so much. You deserve all of the goodness, all of the luxury. You deserve it, and you get to budget for it and figure out how you can get a little pop of that sunshine into your ordinary life. I heard it once said that the difference between ordinary and extraordinary is a little bit of extra. So when people say to me, "Oh, you're extra," yes, I am, on purpose, and I love every single minute of it. So definitely romanticize your life. Put little lemon slices in your water pitcher. Little bitty things, it just gives it a little oomph because it's the cherry on top of life. You get to decide that, okay? And then number three is invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. Sis, you are not a gamble. You are not a gamble. You are deserving. And I know as a mother, so often it feels like you feel guilty or there's a pit in your stomach when you buy yourself something because your kid always needs shoes. Your kid always needs shirts. You have this money to pay for soccer or football or whatever. You are deserving of having something for you. And so one of the things that I always encourage people to invest in is luxury skincare. Buy the best skincare that you can have. I'm not saying you have to buy from me in my store, but buy the best skincare you can have. I've never heard anyone say, "Oh, I wish I hadn't spent so much money on that awesome skincare." Right? Putting a silk pillowcase on your bed, That's an investment for you and for your hair. Buy the podcast episodes, the books, the professional development, invest in coaching, invest in therapy. Do the things that are going to make you better rounded and well-read so that when you walk into a room and you command attention, when you open your mouth, you have something effective to say. That is so important. That makes you the total package. It makes you the main character. So there are tons of ways to work with me. If you're like, Kayla, I kind of like this main character vibe, I'm trying to get with that, holla at you, girl. I've got the Bounce Back right now. It is a 90-day one-on-one coaching program if you're looking for something intensive. Or if you're like, Kayla, let's baby step that thing. Remember I said at the beginning, there is a discovery call you can hop on and we will just dive in. We'll look at your identity. We'll look at your goals. We'll look at the way that you manage stress. And we'll start putting together little bitty little fragments of you so that we can find out who are you and how do you want to show up in the world. I'm game for all of that. Drop coach below if you're interested in working with me, and I will reach out to you. As always, I love you. I cannot wait to see you. Have an excellent Wednesday on purpose, and we, sis, will chat in the next one.